One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At the doors of heaven.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. Recently, a colleague of mine asked me a question, and it gave me pause. He asked me that in the light of everything that is going on in the church, in light of everything, all the craziness that's going on in the world, what gives me hope? What is something that I find I can hold on to? And the answer that was the first answer that came to my mind and has stayed with me is right here. Is here in the baptismal waters, in here where we are quite literally claimed for Christ, and here where Christ lays out his life for us in his body and blood. My sisters and brothers, we, as the song goes, without seeing, you know him and you believe. But as Catholics, in the Catholic tradition, we hold that the sacraments are signs, bread and wine, or ordinary water, that were given, that blessed, give us grace, and are God's accompaniment and journey with us to salvation. They are what give us hope, and they are what give us the ability to continue on, to continue to sustain us. And as I continued to think about this, I was spending some time thinking about what do the sacraments mean to me? And how do we, as Christians and as Catholics, how do we live out this call, this authentic call of the gospel in our lives? We are called to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our souls, and our whole being, our entire strength. In thinking about this command, I invite you to think about your vocation in life. Think about your current state in life. You could be a student, a friend, son, daughter, husband, or wife. Think also of the career path you want to choose. Or what career path are you currently on? Or if you're retired, What is God calling you to do in life? At this moment in your life, how is God asking you to live the gospel out and to be a witness of the gospel message? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. As I was talking to a good friend of mine recently, so I'm a bit of a germaphobe and a hypochondriac, and this is where this is going. And so I was talking a little bit about what I was thinking of preaching for this weekend. And something that historically has been very difficult for me is going to hospital settings. It makes me a little uncomfortable, and it's an area where I've grown. It's an area where I've really substantially grown. And part of that discomfort for me was when people are in times of crisis, there are times where I feel like I want to say something, but there's nothing you can say sometimes. But the importance of that is just being there. Being with the people that are having difficulties. Being with either the patient or the family members and just sitting there and letting them know that in that moment where it all seems hopeless, where all your world is maybe turned completely upside down, God is there and God loves you. And being a representative of that love and of that care and of that accompaniment of God. Now, my friend, dear friend, reminded me that I'm a hypochondriac and a germaphobe. And he said, you have to tell them about your job in the seminary this year. And he said, you know, if you're asking the assembly to live the gospel message, how are you living it out? How are you being challenged by it? This year in the seminary, I am what's called the infirmarian. So I am in charge of bringing meals to men that are sick and cannot leave their rooms. If they miss Mass, I am in charge of bringing them communion. And I'm in charge of just making sure they're taken care of. And when I found out about this, I thought, well, I should tell some friends of mine so they can buy stock in Purell and different hand sanitizer organizations. It can be a challenge. And living the gospel is something that is supposed to challenge us in our lives, my brothers and sisters. But do we take the opportunity to, in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of the things we really don't want to do we take the time to remember our call? Now, part of the human experience is doing things we have no desire to do. But how do we approach them? Do we grumble about them? Or do we make light of them? Do we use a sense of humor? And do we jump into it anyway? And do we realize it's an opportunity for us to grow? Can we see the face of Christ in them? Can we see the face of Christ in the people that we meet? But more importantly, as Christians and as Catholics, can people see the face of Christ in us? No matter where our life, no matter what our status in life is, we're still encountering people in our daily lives. These interactions that we have can change. These interactions we have can follow through with the gospel. You know, this can include the people that we interact with at the gas station, the sales clerks that we interact with at any store that we go to. Especially with the holidays coming up, things get kind of crazy. Can we be patient and kind, even if things are not going the way we think they should? Can we be courteous to the receptionist at the doctor's office, church, wherever we are? Can we hold the door open for the person that's walking in behind us? Do we let someone in when traffic is heavy? Is it possible for us to go outside of ourselves and to say a kind word to a stranger? You know, for Father Eric, for Father Dan, and myself, and Deacon Jeff, we serve as ordained ministers of the church for the service of Christ's church. It is our responsibility to support you in whatever walk of life you are in. It can be visiting someone, visiting you in the hospital, and bringing the sacraments to you in the hospital. Or it can be giving counsel, or other little things, giving feedback and being present to you as you continue to walk in the light of your faith. My brothers and sisters, the good news of the gospel reminds us of our dignity, that God, through this sacrament on the altar and through those baptismal waters, calls us to himself so that we can build up the kingdom in the interactions with one another and the way we go about our daily lives. And through these interactions, we may be united for life eternal.